The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Move through blocks and fulfill your passion and purpose. This is Stop Stopping Yourself with your host, Vincent Jenna.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. And I'm so glad that you joined me today on this very other hot day over here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's unbelievable the way the temperature has been going. And I don't even have to worry about dieting because all I have to do is stand outside for a little bit. Yesterday, I was helping somebody that I had hired to cut my bushes. I was cutting them too, and I lost 4 pounds. Now, of course, I know that that's fluid, but I don't care. Mentally, it's letting me know I lost weight. So this heat is unbelievable. And talking about heat, we're going to be talking with the person. My special guest today is laughing right now. I am sure when I even mention the word heat, because she comes from Scottsdale, Arizona, and I don't have the right to complain about heat because I believe Arizona invented heat. And we'll talk about that with her. But I'm glad you all joined me today because of my special guest. But before I bring on Kathleen, I do want to just make a couple of announcements. Here is what I'm really excited about. Not only am I doing a special event this weekend, but it's in Seattle, Washington. And the highest temperature over there right now is 82 degrees. My wife said we have to bring jackets for the nighttime. I am so excited. My blood thickness can get back to its normal level again. But yes, I am going to be in Seattle at the East West Bookshop. It is one of the biggest metaphysical mecca places in Washington, in the state of Washington. And I hope to see you there Friday evening from 7 until 9 p.m. I am making connections for people. I'm doing mediumship demonstrations. And the one thing that I can say that I feel pretty blessed about is the way I do my mediumship connections. Yes, I'm an evidential medium, but because of my background, because of my emotions and passions, I am able to feel deceased and loved ones, their emotions and their feelings and what they're going through. And it helps me to bring that part of them alive again for the person I'm making the connection for. I thin the veil quite thinly. The greatest compliment that I have received during my demonstrations is I felt like my mother, my partner, my lover was alive again. And besides hearing and seeing all of their individual traits and who they are, that feeling, the emotional part is really important. So I'm really thrilled. So if you've never been to one of my mediumship demonstration events, please join me at the East West Bookshop, and that's in Seattle. And then Saturday morning from 10:30 to 2:30, I am going to be teaching everybody how to open up their own psychic and mediumship abilities, and everybody can. And that's the whole thing. We're all intuitive. We all have had experiences, and maybe some that we're aware of and others that we chalk off and that our left brain thinking talks us out of. Maybe we felt our deceased loved one there with us, by our sides, talking to us. And sometimes we accept that, and a lot of times we don't. But whatever your experience level is, from having absolutely no experience to being the best pro, it's always advantageous to soup up and tune in and tune up your abilities by taking a class. And I also pride myself on the ability that I have to teach others. So join me Saturday, and then all the rest of the day on Saturday and all day Sunday, I'm doing private readings and sessions, 30-minute sessions for everybody. And you can go to my website at vincentgenna.com, G-E-N-N-A.com, and see all the events that I'm doing. And of course, one of the ones that I'm most excited about is going out to Scottsdale, Arizona in September. I've talked about this quite a bit, to the Soul Summit Scottsdale, which is going to be amazing. We have got John Holland there, Suzanne Giesman, Howard Martin from HeartMath, Suzanne Wilson, unbelievable luminaries and experts in the field of raising your vibrations, living a life of a higher vibration. We've talked about what that meant and what that means. And certainly if you want to manifest things in your life, if you want to create the life you desire and deserve and fulfill your dreams, you've got to put the work in. And some of that work is reading, going to the summits and workshops to hear and experience higher vibrational information so that you can expand your knowledge and your belief systems. And in actuality, all we're doing is waking up what's already inside you. That's all we're doing. We were all created from the same source, from the same being, and we were created in its image with all its knowledge. But in order to know what we have within us, we have to experience it, we have to hear it, we have to be in touch with it. And there's only one way of doing that. I mean, certainly you can watch TV and you can watch Grey's Anatomy or New Amsterdam or any of the television shows. And yes, you'll get some enjoyment from them, but it's only going to be waking up your humor or your thought process. It's not necessarily going to wake up your soul, depending upon what you're watching now. But going to one of these summits and experiencing several different people and their understandings and what they've experienced and their expertise is certainly going to touch that wisdom and knowledge that lays dormant possibly with inside of you. And even if you're an expert yourself, once again, when I was a practicing psychotherapist, in order to maintain my license, I was required to take continuing education credits. And the reason why I needed to do that is to constantly keep my skills sharp and honed, and also to add any new information that they may come up with, right? So what do we do in our lives when we want to continue growing and when we want to be on a spiritual journey like I've been talking about? Well, that's what you do. You go and you take some classes. You go and you do some extra reading. You go and you hear somebody else say maybe something you already know, but you're going to hear it said in a different way. So it's so worth it, and especially this experience is going to be fabulous. So on that, then, I would like to introduce one of the producers of that event that I'm so thrilled to know. And actually, she graduated from the University of Minnesota and then made her home from Minnesota all the way out to Scottsdale, Arizona. I can almost understand that transition, going from the ice-cold, snowy weather all the way out into where it's nice and dry but hot. And she was 20 years as a human resource director for small and mid-sized companies in the Phoenix area, as well as in London, Ontario. And what she then did from there is she founded Sundance. Sundance as an organization that she created to be able to bring visibility, growth, expansion, and success for small businesses, speakers, authors, wellness professionals. We're going to really talk about her inspiration in creating that and finding that and developing that, because that's what she does to such a successful extreme right now. But she was also an international competitive swimmer. And that I really want to know, how you go from swimming like that internationally and then getting into this line of work, bringing luminaries to the forefront of the public. And then on top of that, she had been, oh my gosh, for 15 years, I believe it was, that she was taking care of her dad's terminal cancer. She was a caregiver for both her parents. And so without further ado, I want to introduce everyone and thank you so much for taking the time out of your incredibly busy schedule. Kathleen Malone, welcome to the Stop Stopping Yourself show. How are you today, hon?
I am great. Thank you so much for inviting me on, Vincent. I am just honored to be with you, and I love hearing your voice. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, it's not just my voice. I need people to hear who you've worked with before in your Sundance Productions and the work that you've done. Now, amazingly, presidential candidate Marianne Williamson, you've had a chance to work with, Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Dr. Michael Beckwith, Don Miguel Ruiz, Dan Millman, Jean Houston, Carolyn Sutherland, holy cow, Suzanne Giesman, and now I'm thrilled to be on that list, Vincent Jenna. So that is just amazing. That is just amazing that you got there. And so we're going to want to know how you got there. But start from the beginning, Kathleen. You know, what really got your interest in life when you first started to go out there and pursue your dreams?
What there are several things, Vincent, that were influential in all of this. You know, being a competitive swimmer, that is about, you know, 4 hours in the pool and 2 hours of dry land and just continual working out. But the biggest part about being an athlete is mindset. And you can have your stroke techniques down and you can do all of the work and you can swim 10 miles a day and sprint and swim distances, but the mindset is the biggest part of it. And I didn't realize that until after my dad's cancer diagnosis, an inoperable bile duct tumor, that the oncologist at a very well-known clinic said, you know, do chemo or die. And he was 83 at the time, and what I realized about it was he didn't want to do chemo. They threatened him with reporting him to the insurance company for noncompliance. And so I started searching. I asked for a couple of weeks and said that we had to travel, which we did not. But I got a couple of weeks where I got to look into this, and I got to look at how our mind and our emotions and everything plays into our physical and emotional well-being. And so it just sort of evolved where I moved back from Canada and knew that I didn't want to go back to corporate America again. And my friend, Dr. Teresa Ramsey, who is a top doc in Arizona, naturopath, said, well, why don't you promote my book? And I said, well, I don't know the first thing about promoting books, but I'll give it a shot. And the next thing we knew, we had her as a regular guest on one of the most popular morning shows in Arizona as a medical expert. And things just sort of went on from there. And then she did an educational cruise with Caroline Sutherland, who is a medical intuitive and Louise Hayes health coach at the time, and a Hay House author, best-selling author of the Body Knows series. And pretty soon it was just word of mouth. I didn't even have a business at the time or an LLC or a website. And it just sort of grew from there. And I just fell in love with the idea of consciousness, conscious awakening, what we can accomplish with it, how we can heal our bodies, how cancer is a wake-up call, how we can do such extraordinary things when we, like you said, do the work, but it doesn't have to be work. It can be fun chops like heart math and things like that that really propel us into our soul's journey.
Well, that sounds absolutely amazing. I would like to go back a little bit further, okay? And were you always, like, we go back to the competitive swimming. You said you're an athlete. I totally respect you. I'm not an athlete. I always called myself an athletic supporter, though. just so that you know, terrible. Only because I was being picked on. Every time I did well in sports, the kids would beat me up in school because they were mad at me. Were you always a swimmer? Did you grow up around? Usually there has to be water around, a pool nearby, something like that, that kids go in the water all the time. How did you start out being a swimmer?
Well, our front yard was a lake. You know, I come from the land of 10,000 lakes, which just to throw in a little nugget here. The last winter that I was there before we moved to Scottsdale, we had 90 below wind chills up there. So I moved down here to 118. But anyway, I grew up on lakes, and so if we weren't water skiing, we were swimming. And
wow.
A friend of mine in sixth grade said, you know, there's a team at the YWCA. We should try out. And I said, oh, no, you know, I don't want to. And she kind of goaded me into it. And we both went down and tried out. And that was the beginning of, you know, weekends and my parents driving us to workouts. And just it was a lifestyle. It became a lifestyle then.
That, wow. And you're absolutely right. Plus, you have to have, and not everybody is born with this, Kathleen, you have to have the right mindset, like you were talking about earlier, and passion for it. My daughter-in-law's brother is a swimmer, and now he's a swim coach in different parts of the world. And so I always saw his dedication to it. Plus, when I was going to UNC, in Chapel Hill, they had a swim team there, and my good friend's girlfriend was on the swim team. And the practice and the dedication that you need right there is saying something about who you are. Don't you think so?
Well, it does take a huge commitment. And, you know, when other kids are out with their friends or at prom or at homecoming or at football games, we're in the water. And my sister and I trained at the Fort Lauderdale Swimming Hall of Fame each winter with the University of Minnesota men's swim team when we were in junior high. And so we were very committed. We had fun with it, and we developed lifelong friendships in the swimming program throughout all of those years.
So it was a
real commitment.
It's a commitment, and it sounds like that with your experiences, it also helps to build some of your self-esteem and self-confidence. Wouldn't you say so?
It absolutely did, but you brought up a good point. I was also, you know, made fun of for my green hair and for being so lanky and skinny from all the working out. You know, I was, you know, pure muscle, but there were a few people who didn't like the idea that that I was having tremendous success with it, which is always interesting.
So that is interesting because it didn't necessarily, yes, it hurt. And just like I recall even the torment, some of the torment that I went through when I was younger, but for some reason, I didn't stop. I didn't stop my attitude about that I'm meant to do something or be something.
Right.
And it sounds like you had some of the same attitude because then you went from there. Okay, so you obviously you went to school. What made you get into corporate America?
I was coaching and teaching in Minnesota, and my ex-husband said to me, we're going to move to Arizona now. And my parents had gifted us a home after our wedding and our marriage. And, he had been recruited by a company down here to move. And so I just gave it all up. I gave up my teaching. I gave up my coaching and we moved down here. And the next best thing, I mean, coaches and swimmers are a dime a dozen down here. And I don't mean to undercut that. I just mean that there are a lot. And I didn't have the background coming from Minnesota to do what I wanted to do down here. So I just went into corporate America. And as a swim coach, as a high school and college swim coach, it was easy for me to get into human resources because that's all about coaching and human relations. And I had a lifetime of that. I mean, one of the things that developed early on in my sister and I and in our swimming friends is that ability to get along with adults and everyone because we're all together all of the time. A lot of kids can't communicate on that level.
No, you're absolutely right. that was actually one of my greatest traits is since I was a little kid, I identified more with the adults than I did with my own age. And I would always get into conversations with adults and never had a difficult time with that. Yes, I was made fun of. Yes, my uncle nicknamed me the little professor. Yes, it would earn me a couple of slaps to the side of my head for getting involved from my parents, but it didn't matter. But because I just felt the ability to get along with them better, it was just more of an innate thing. You know, part of my personality. It sounds like it was part of your personality too. And especially when kids do pick on us. Where are we going to go for our validation and approval? We tend to go to the adults more than, right? Because they don't pick on us the same way, other than my uncle. But that was jokingly, right? Right? So right. We wind up, right. So it pushes us in a direction. Kind of wonder then, it always begs the question of, was this part of your plan? Which would be really interesting. So you did corporate America, and then you said you were talking about going to Ontario, Canada. When exactly did you do that? Was that in the middle of corporate America work?
That was at the end of my corporate career. That's when I came back from Canada after being the VP of Human Resources and the operations manager of a printing company up there. I came back, and that's when I had decided, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. I got to do something else. And I had a huge background in process management and lean thinking, and so I thought I'd try to apply that to small businesses and consult. And that lasted about 3 years, and that's when Dr. Ramsey said, you know what, this is what's going to make you happy. And it did. And it did. Promoting her book, helping healers, and somehow I got wrapped up in the psychic and mediumship world, which I just adore. And then the Afterlife Conference came along, and it's just sort of all fallen into place, whether that's a soul contract or not, I don't know.
That's really interesting. When something falls into place, could that be, and this is for people out there listening, when things fall into alignment, come into alignment and fall into place, the way I say, is that a matter of us manifesting it alone, or is that us following our plan, our blueprint, and things are able to fall into place, which is really interesting. So you jumped from Scottsdale to Ontario, to Canada, but what brought you into Canada?
A friend of mine asked me to come up and do a consulting job for 10 days. And that 10 days turned into 4 years. And
wow.
So I was very fortunate. It was fabulous up there. I owned a home. It was absolutely amazing. I would do it again, only next time I wouldn't leave.
Oh, you want to stay in Ontario, huh? Other than the weather, I've got to say this, your body temperature, you must be the most incredible thermostat, because if you were able to adjust from Minnesota to Scotts to Arizona, and then from Arizona to Ontario, and then from Ontario back down to Arizona, I cannot, you're amazing. I mean, why?
It's amazing what we do.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's amazing what we do when we have to. I mean, it took a while for my blood to bulk up, and it took a while for my blood to thin out. So
wow.
you just do what you have to do. And if it wasn't for a pool down here, I probably wouldn't stay. And up there, it was pretty mild in Ontario, compared to Minneapolis. And I also went to the University of Minnesota in Duluth up on Lake Superior, which is 3 hours north of Minneapolis, which was really cold.
Wow. Yeah, that is amazing. That is amazing. I know. I wouldn't mind a little of that. I certainly wouldn't like all of that. I don't want 92 degrees below zero wind chill factors, but I also don't want 115 degrees. I'm glad we're doing this in September, even though I know it's still going to be warm there. I always thought that it was really funny when people said that. You know, I understand health issues. A lot of people move to Arizona because of health issues, because of the lack of humidity over there. Humidity can cause a lot of aches and pains in people who suffer from arthritis or joint and pains like that. So I understand that completely. But people are always telling me, oh, don't worry about the heat in Arizona. It's dry. And I always respond back, so is an 1800-watt hair dryer and my oven. I wouldn't sit in either of them or blow the hairdryer in my face all day long. We drove through during our honeymoon. My aunt lived in Lake Havasu in Arizona. We went to visit her. And while we were there, we had my wife's Datsun B210, which is hysterical if people can remember that. And all the weather stripping around her windows completely melted and bubbled up around all four of the windows of the car. It was hysterical. We knew it was really hot there. So what was it about Canada that you love so much? And hold that question, because we're coming up to a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to hear what you did love about Canada, but I need to hear the work that you put in creating an event. You know, people think it's just a matter of getting a bunch of people together and speaking, but I know there's much more than that. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I am your host, Vincent Jenna, with special guest Kathleen Malone. Come on back, and we'll see you on the other side of the commercial break. Thank you for joining us today.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
If you've been inspired by the programming on Unity Online Radio, we hope you will give your support so others may be inspired too. This online radio network depends on the support of listeners like you to continue operating and expand its outreach. Go to unityonlineradio.org and click on Donate today.
Here's a Unity Teachable Moment with Dr. Wayne Dyer, taken from a live lecture at a Celebrate Your Life event in 2014.
Just pay attention. Just start to recognize the miraculousness of every moment and everything that shows up in your life. And even the fact that you can take a breath and that who you are is here now at this time in an infinity that has no beginning and no end, that you showed up. Pay attention. Notice the trees. Notice the clouds. And as Maslow said, see the unfolding of God in everyone that you encounter. Pay attention. Know that this world that you're in, this physical body that you're in, is not who you are at all. Pay attention.
To find out about a Celebrate Your Life event in 2019, visit celebrateyourlife.com.
Hello, this is Andrew Harvey, and I'd like to invite you to join me next February on a pilgrimage to the artistic, historical, and spiritual soul of North India. Or journey to the Sacred Heart of Sri Lanka with us next March and explore the healing depths of Buddhist traditions, meditation, and art. Both are trips for mind, body, and spirit. Learn more at sacredearthjourneys.ca.
Would you like to show your support for Unity Online Radio? You can donate easily on your phone by texting the word VOICE to 50555 and donate $10 to support Unity Online Radio. It's easy to do, and your offering will help us keep inspirational and positive programming on the air. Remember, just text the word VOICE to 50555 and support your favorite shows on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Discover the wisdom of Charles Fillmore and other legendary Unity teachers with Reverend Bob Brock and Unity Classic Radio. Every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central, Bob shares original radio transcripts from the Unity Archives with Truth students worldwide. Explore these timeless teachings and learn how to apply them to your life today. Listen live or on demand. You can also connect with Reverend Bob on his Unity in Action Facebook page. Tune in every Tuesday here on UnityOnlineRadio.org.
Call now with your question or comment. 816-251-3555. That's 816-251-3555.
Welcome back to Stop Stopping Yourself with Vincent Jenna.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Yes, it is the Stop Stopping Yourself show. I am your host, Vincent Jenna, and we are here with Kathleen Malone, who is the founder and the CEO and the person in charge and the creative one and the one who works so friggin' hard for Carefree Sundance Productions. And we're going to talk about that. I know I said I wanted to bring up why you liked Canada so much, but I definitely want to come back. And we do have a caller. Caller, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in just one moment. But let's jump there, Kathleen, for a second. What was it about Canada that and Ontario especially that you enjoyed?
Well, in London, Ontario, I had never lived in a small town except when I was in school in Duluth, Minnesota. And the small town feeling was amazing. Canada nice. I'm from Minnesota nice, but Canada nice is on steroids. And it was just a very, very sweet time to be up there and to be running a company and to providing employment for people in the city. And it was just a magical experience. All around.
Well, that is wonderful. Would you say that that has helped you, that experience, as well as all of your experience, has helped you with the work that you do today in Sundance Productions?
Absolutely. Living in different cultures, living in different places, and, you know, taking a leap of faith after a one-week consulting job to say, yes, I'll move. You know, 2,200 miles away from my home to help run this company. It's all a leap of faith. And again, probably a soul contract, probably a meant to be. It was definitely meant to be the way that it happened.
How about a high vibration life choice? Would you say Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry. Well, these things, I will say that I've also had my lows, and I recognize that when I have my lows, it's because I'm not doing my work, I'm not present, I don't have both oars in the water, and I don't have them facing in the proper direction to get the most amount of water to push. And so I recognize along the way with some very difficult situations for not being present and for not paying attention and for not having the faith that I've always had. The moment I forget who I am and what I'm doing, and I just allow, you know, the world to just sort of push me around, I had some rough times. And it was the moment that I turned around and took back control and did my work, did my heart coherence work, and I did my prayer work, and I surrounded myself with the right people, and I took the time to really examine things, especially when my dad was diagnosed with, you know, inoperable cancer and given 12 weeks to live. It was, you know, these are the wake-up calls that make us look around and say, okay, what do I need to change? And so that's what living in London did. And then we lost our business up there, which was a huge, huge issue, obviously, and moving back kind of with our tail between our legs, But it was worth every second.
So you said a couple of things that are very important, but I need to point out something right there. It's what you do with those lows, Kathleen. You made the choice to continue and to stop stopping yourself, right? Whatever sabotaging, mm-hmm. whatever blocks that you had, you made the choice to do something about it. Because a lot of times people say it's the circumstance that changes you. No, it's the circumstance that gives you the opportunity to make a choice one way or the other. There are so many people who have been through the same lows or even worse or even less, Kathleen, than you may have been through, but didn't make the choices you made and went in a different direction. And I love that. And I want to talk more about that. And you said something during the break about why it's so advantageous going to these workshops and stuff. But if I can, before we go there, I'd love to take this caller. So you're going to hold on to those thoughts, right, Kathleen?
Of course, yes.
Great. And let's go to the phone right now. We have Parisa is on the air, and I hope I'm saying that right. Parisa, thank you for joining us on the Stop Stopping Yourself show. How can I help you today?
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Kathleen. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so happy to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, hon. So how can either one of us help you today?
Well, okay, I don't know where to start because I'm now in this point of my life that I feel stuck and don't know how to turn around things. And that actually includes all areas of my life, my health, my work, my finances, my relationships. And I've been trying and searching for solutions and applying different things. It improves a little bit, but then I find myself in the same situation, and it's really frustrating. And I'm aware that we are vibrational beings, and we create our realities and experiences. I'm consciously aware of it, but I don't know what I'm doing at the subconscious level, and I've been trying to find the real problem. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to, and it was a few weeks ago that I discovered you, and I was so fascinated by you and what you do, and since then, I've been listening to you, I've been following your shows, and it's amazing. So it was like a door of hope opened to me.
Mm.
And so I wanted to talk to you and see what guidance you have for me or what you
okay.
see in me.
Or all right, Parisa.
Energy.
All right. That's fair. I will tell you this. You were probably divinely sent here to this show because you just spoke in a nutshell what every other person's problem is on the face of the earth that is in the same situation as you. Exactly that. I've taken classes. It's actually the premise of my book, God, It's Not Working, because yeah. people will take those classes and they do all sorts of things. They try to learn new things and they still end up saying, God, it's not working. And what part of the country do you live in, Parisa?
I live in Maryland.
So you live in Maryland.
DC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here is the thing. You're an extremely intelligent person. I am picking this up intuitively, very intellectual, but you've been a student all your life. And what I mean yeah. by that is you're taking on the learning. And so being a professional student, you keep taking the learning, but not necessarily have had a chance to really apply it all. And taking on academic knowledge, like math and science and biology and things like that, you apply it completely differently than when you take on spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is only assimilated through beliefs, not through the knowing. Because there are things we can know, but not know that we know it. And what that means is there are things that we all know deep within, but until we really believe it, own it, and apply it, okay, we're never going to be able to experience that wisdom and that knowledge. What I'm getting from you is a lot of the information is getting stuck in your left brain thinking. And it stems all the way back from your childhood, and you are left with a lack of self-belief and self-love.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all that it is. There are no other problems for you. There's no other issues. It's that you just don't believe in yourself because nobody nurtured you into believing in yourself. The circumstances of your past left you with very maladaptive self-beliefs. Okay, so now the intellectual part of you, which, by the way, is your coping mechanism, you like to jump into the intellect because you feel more in control there, okay? But that's in your left brain. Intellect is in your left brain thinking. Intuition, emotions, self-nurturing, and creativity are in your right brain. And your heart takes on the right brain set of beliefs. But you know what? When you have bad self-beliefs, your defense mechanisms are going to keep you from going there. So it keeps you in your left brain. The difference, you're only 8 inches away from changing your entire life. And what I mean by that is bringing it out of your left brain thinking into your heart. And once you start believing and having, you need to reparent little Parisa and let her know how wonderful she really is. Yes, you have all this knowledge and you can pride yourself in that knowledge, certainly. But you know what? Little Parisa doesn't know that she's wonderful and beautiful and smart and that she deserves love and that she deserves success. And once you tap into that, you're going to be offering it to the rest of the world, by the way, because you are meant to be a helper. You are meant to take all the knowledge that you have and use it to help other people. So yes, continue to learn, continue to go. That's what we were just talking about, Kathleen and I, and she's going to be talking about the advantage of going to seminars. Actually go where there's more people. Find yourself a spiritual center, Parisa, because in what Kathleen is going to share about the advantage of groups and going to summits versus just reading a book and doing an online course is going to be very meaningful, okay? You need to find others who are experiencing some of the same stuff so you don't feel alone, so you feel energized, and it's easier to believe in yourself when there's others there turning around and validating your goodness, okay? But we don't need others to find our divinity and our greatness. You need to expand your self-belief systems, not your education. Do you understand the difference with that? Your self-belief systems are what you need to work on. And here is the greatest thing about, I'm sorry, I'll let you hold that thought. Here is the greatest thing about that. We don't need to have achieved anything to have value. We come from a divine, powerful source that makes us magnificent to start with. And no human's opinion of us defines who we are. Do you understand all of that, Parisa?
Yes. It actually resonates with me completely. And I do believe in every single thing that you mentioned. And you actually nailed it. It was absolutely right. I guess what I really don't understand is how to love myself.
Oh, wow.
That's an issue for me.
Okay. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you, only because I want to be able to spend more time with Kathleen here. All right. Do you have children, Parisia?
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
I don't have
children. Right. That is the reason why you're asking that question. If you had a child, you would never have to ask, how do I love this child? It comes naturally to you. So yes. I need you to step into the divine female of who you are and get to the nurturing aspect of who you are. And I want you to separate emotionally little Parisia, the little girl inside of you, and start re-raising her and telling her as a mother what she should know about herself. And I promise you this. You'll know what to say to her if you look at her like your child. You will know because that's an instinct. That's an intuition. You praise her. You let her know that even if she makes a mistake, it's okay, that she'll do better the next time, and that mistakes give opportunities for growth, and that she's a good person, that she's really not hurt anybody. Think of her as your own daughter, and she's a daughter who's hurt, who's been abandoned, who's been rejected in ways. And you need to let her know how wonderful she is. Now, do you know how to do that?
Well, honestly, no, not exactly. I have an idea, but I'm not sure if I know.
Then go out and get a puppy or a kitten. And start loving it so you know what love is, and then start applying that to yourself. It really is a simple process once you start it. It's a hard practice because of the habits we get into. But I know you're a divine woman and you have that within you. So I know you know how to give a child love. You just have to give it to you and not like your parents did, better than your parents did. You know what? We don't need to step into a fire to know that it's going to burn. There are wonderful things about the human side of us because of things we know. We don't have to experience everything. And the one thing we don't have to experience to know what it is love. Because we come from love, we're made of love, we are love. So Parisia, tap into that part of you, tap into what you know of love and start applying it to you. Okay, hon?
Okay, thank you.
All right,
so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Yes,
thank you.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
Kathleen, do you have anything to add to that, by the way?
Well, the only thing that I would add to it, it was just a reminder that I was given the other day, and that was when I'm speaking about something that I'm either disappointed or frustrated about, my friend said, until now, words have weight. And so we have to be very careful about I'm trying, I'm working hard, and it's not working until now.
That's a good point. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Appreciate it.
Sure.
That's beautiful, Kathleen. Thank you, Parisia, for joining us. And you keep listening, hon. You'll get there. You'll get there. Thank you so much.
I love the show. Thank you. Thank
you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Kathleen, please share what you were telling me about the advantage, because a person like Parisia, who is very isolated, also culturally, I didn't get a chance to talk about culturally, her cultural background that I was getting was very restrictive and very non-emotional. So when you think of a person not knowing how to love themselves or love, period, you go, wow, how can you not know how to love? But people can be isolated from it. So what then is the advantage of being together, you know, at one of these events? Tell me about that.
You know, we can watch all the videos, listen to all the audios. We can read all of the books. But we're in, that puts us alone. That makes us alone. And when we're together in the same room and we can elbow our friend or our acquaintance next to us when something touches our soul, or we can grab a hug between sessions, We have people that have been coming to our events for the last 5 years, and they have developed lifelong friendships across all of the miles. We have people coming from 23 different countries. And when we are in the same space, we spiral up together. If I'm going up fast, I'll pull someone along with me. If someone next to me is going up fast, they'll pull me along with them. And it's a really, magic is overused, but it's a really magical opportunity to be in the same space. It's a lot of information in one weekend. Pardon me. But it's an opportunity because we are all energy, because our auras extend out 10 to 12 feet. We are contagious when we are being inspired. So we pull people along with us. And it is, as I said, it's absolutely magical to be in the same space.
I totally agree with you. I love live events because of that. The power that I can help get the room. I love being part of that inspiration. And then people feed off of each other and they feed off of each other. Everybody has to understand our connection to each other too. Not just physically because we're humans, but energetically because we're spiritual and spirits, and we come from the same place and the same energy source. And so when the positive is being raised with inside of us, it's the same thing as the positive being raised within another person. The opposite is just as true when negative is raised. Look at how at rallies, and we've been able to see that across the United States alone over the past couple of years, people can be at rallies and they're saying all these negative things, and people's anger starts to become enraged and people can become violent because of it. I mean, we see that very clearly in a negative way, don't we, Kathleen?
We do. It's a feeding frenzy. It's an energetic feeding frenzy. And so why not choose to be in a space where we can have conversations like we just did with each other, and one person can say, I've been there, here's what I do. Or, have brilliant conversations about, what do I do about this? Well, here, I've got this. Or so-and-so has this over here. Let's go talk to her. Let's go grab a hug and let's go get information from so-and-so at the event. It's just so powerful. So we can have a feeding frenzy in our higher vibration.
Without a doubt. And it actually is very indescribable. I challenge everybody who's listening today and who's going to be listening to this podcast. I challenge you all to go to a summit like Soul Summit Scottsdale. I challenge you to do that and be present. There's a reason why these events are so successful. Okay. We really all would, if we could, live in a love commune. And the reason why we would is because that's the way we were in the beginning. We were one big giant family. There weren't individual families. There were big families. 13-year-old children were having babies to add to that community. We talked about this before. And so when we get back together at one of these events, it's reminding us of the community we have. The love that is shared, that is what creates the higher energy. When you start feeling good about yourself and you're inspired, your energy rises, and that's love within you that's rising. And the moment that starts to rise and another person is rising, it immediately connects. It really is an unbelievable. You can't describe. But all I can tell people is to just go experience it. So can you give more details about this particular summit? And you have worked so hard. I'm sure you put in as much work on every single one of these projects that you do, Kathleen. But because I'm involved in this one, I can see the work that you're doing. So tell us about it. What is so beneficial about this particular summit?
Well, this particular summit, we will have a vendor lane in our foyer with carefully vetted psychics and mediums and healers that will be available for private sessions. We will also have 5 sessions within the summit of the 17 that you can choose from that will be readings, mediumship and psychic from some of the top mediums and psychics in the world. Our psychic mediums, Suzanne Giesman and Suzanne Wilson, are scientifically authenticated through the consciousness studies of Dr. Gary Schwartz. And we've got John Holland, and we've got you. And we've got opportunities. You're going to teach us how to speak to the animals. My dog is sick right now. I would love to have taken that before she got sick, so that I can find because she can't tell me what's wrong. And then you're going to do a workshop. We're going to have 4 workshops where people can dive in deeper and to Suzanne Giesman's work, to your work, to become unstoppable and to understand your true potential. We are living in a world that is probably more chaotic right now than ever before. And we have a tendency to feel so barraged, especially those of us who are empaths, so barraged by everything that's going on around us that we have a tendency to put our blinders on, and we have a tendency to back off or to get involved in places that aren't serving our soul. And so what I hope to accomplish with having these luminaries at this summit in the same space, and it won't happen again probably here in Scottsdale, with George Nury, John Holland, you, Suzanne Giesman, Suzanne Wilson, and the rest, and Howard Martin, the EVP of HeartMath, it probably won't happen again. So that's why I encourage people to come. And if you can only come for one day, we just launched day passes. We have 3 meals included in the summit so that you don't have to worry about where you're going to get lunch or where you're going to get your dinner on Saturday night. You'll be with us. You'll be in the same room with George Nury and John Holland presenting. George and John will each take the stage 3 times.
Wow. I don't want to interrupt, but I need you to give out your information. How can people contact you or the summit to know what's going on?
People can call me. My number is 602-799-1617. Our website is soulsummitscottsdale.com. They're welcome to email me at Kathleen@SundanceOnSuccess.com.
Unbelievable. Right. I'm so sorry that we have to end this. I want to continue talking with you, but thank you all for joining. And they can go to my website at VincentJenna.com to also see the info there. Kathleen, you're incredible. You do incredible work, and you work so hard to give it out to others. Thank you all for joining me today. See you again soon.
Thank you for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.